told him that today. He's like, what are you going to talk about on the pod? And I'm like, well, I'm going to probably talk about how I got into running and it's because of you. And he's like, what? Like, he didn't remember that. Like,
he planted the seed.
Planted that seed.
1, 2.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 103, 102. What number is it? We're messing that up already. Welcome to episode, let's call it 102 of the On the Runs podcast. Erica, what's up?
I'm doing great, man. My apologies for not catching the episode number mistake either.
I rolled with it.
I just went with it. It sounded
I didn't catch
me.
It. You didn't catch it. You know when I caught it was when I posted... I actually caught it when I first posted it to Buzzsprout, and it said last episode 101, and I thought, oh, I must have never given Allie's episode a number, so I'll have to go back and edit that. But then I realized the next day, I'm like, wait a second, my mind was thinking we had 100, and then we had 101, and so naturally our third episode in the hundreds would have been 103, but it wasn't. It was 102, 100, 101, then 102.
Honest mistake.
It's not the first time we've done this. You remember we called episode 67, 68, and we were like one more to 69, baby, but it was really two more.
Honestly, I can't keep track of them. So thankfully you are way better at it than me, because you could be like, we're on episode 300 and something. I'd be like, sure. Episode 300.
We just rolled with it. We're like 103.
Honestly,
a lot of the times in the past, I used to check with you. I'd be like, is this 72? Is this 72?
And then I have to open Spotify and be like, no. Yep, this is the right one. Okay.
That's not the only blooper we've had, though. We had a blooper just last week. And when we teased the name of our new, mascot, apparently we already gave it away.
You blew it. Well, I caught that too when I was re-listening to Allie's episode. We just totally were like, we'll bleep it out, but we didn't bleep it out. So
I actually,
if you listen to Allie's episode,
I had people texting me and sending me DMs yesterday during Yuki's episode when we teased the name. They go, you told us the name already. I was like, what?
You know what? I'm kind of happy people are doing that, because that just means that they're listening and they're paying attention. So if you paid attention and you listened to the other episodes, you already have the clue to the name. So do you want to go ahead and officially reveal it?
I think we should. This should be the official reveal on officially episode 102 of the On the Runs podcast.
That's going to get so confusing.
If you guys remember, we rebranded a little bit last fall, and we added a little poop character to our logo.
So cute.
Besides us, we used to be on the logo, and then we added the poop character. It really kind of tells you a little more. With the original logo that had the little swimming semen, you had to really look at it and squint your eyes to be like, okay, it's two runners, but what's behind them? It was toilet paper. So we fixed it. We updated the logo. This maybe could be the original logo, because it's something like you drew up on a post-it sticky note.
I mean, that was the original. That was from way back before episode one. That was drawn in Snapchat, and we were just trying to think of something cute and whimsical,
It was a Snapchat drawing, I think. One of us did it. I think we both did different versions of it. So we updated our logo, and we added a little poop emoji. And we decided recently to give him a name. I'm actually opening up magnets. I just purchased more magnets for the Boss Marathon.
Oh, they came in.
I'm hoping the new stickers come in on time. I got custom stickers of just the poop emoji.
Okay. Oh, so these are just more magnets of the with them.
These are magnets of the logo, the square logo. So if we go back, our amazing graphic design artist, Alejandra.
Yes.
Happy birthday, by the way, Alejandra.
Happy
she had
birthday.
It the other over the weekend.
Oh, I had no idea. Happy birthday.
I shot her an email and I asked if she could do a couple small edits for me. I wanted like just the poop emoji, and I wanted like the background with the transparent background, and not the blue one, for stuff like the YouTube channel and all that.
Of course.
So you can hear I'm trying to open this package.
We gotta get you some scissors. Yes.
Here's the magnets there if you're watching. if you see
this. I love that it's winking. He's winking at you.
Yes.
He has a secret, you guys, and he wants to share it.
So he has the green headband and he has the green shoes. And it's green because we tried a couple different colors. Green looked best. It's like a light, bright green.
Yeah.
We tried orange. I also got some in blue, but the blue on this logo with the blue background, it meshes too much.
Yeah.
So
doesn't pop.
His official colors of the headband are green and his shoes are green.
Mm-hmm.
We gave him a name and yes, we determined it's a him. Erica, I want you to do the honors. Reveal officially the name of the On the Run's running poop emoji mascot.
Well, it feels so special you're giving me the honors since it was your idea for his name. So, everyone, we have named our little poop emoji mascot Stoolie. How cute is that? I'm
what
obsessed.
A fun name.
Stoolie.
We were gonna put this up for suggestion in voting and polls. And when we came up, or when I came
you
up,
came
as you
up,
said, with
yeah.
the name Stoolie, I didn't want to even chance it.
Yep, you told me, and I was like, that has a really nice ring to it. I like it. That's just what it's gonna be.
Yes. So Stoolie, welcome to the pod. 100 episodes in, we have ourselves a mascot. Maybe one day we'll have a mascot costume and someone will be running in it. Whoever wants to volunteer probably needs to be a small person. Yuki, you're probably perfect for that.
Oh, man. Oh, but what Yuki cool... wouldn't be able to wear her sparkly glitter fun costumes if she wears a giant poop emoji.
If she was wearing...
She would be game for it, though. I bet you anything.
If she was wearing Stoolie, she wouldn't have to worry about a porta potty code brown like the one she experienced.
That's true. Oh my gosh.
What a story. What a story. So much cool stuff we learned about her that we didn't even know about. Her and her dad in Japan, born in Vancouver.
What an episode. It was so fun to get to know somebody you just see so often around the New Hampshire races. So I was just very happy that we got a chance to talk to her.
So anyways, it is Boston Week. So we're about to get to our amazing guests soon. But let's talk a little more about this weekend, what we're going to be doing, where we're going to be or not be. So first, I will give the bad news. I don't think I will be making it to Boston at all this weekend. We have a dance competition. We have other things.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's a weekend with kids. I'm not running in the race. We have work and all that. So I don't think I will be there. If I do go to Boston at all, it will be Sunday morning for one of the shakeout runs, the one that Allie's going to, which is also the Catherine Switzer shakeout
run. Okay. Very nice.
So if I make it, that's where I'll be. But I think you might be there Saturday. Fill me in on the deets where you're going to go and when and with who.
So that's the plan so far. I had to pick and choose my own days because I have myself a 27 miler to do for a training run at some point this weekend. And I think Sunday is probably going to be the best day for me to go do it. But it's up in the air. We'll see.
You should just run in the Boston Marathon Bandit and add a mile to start.
I would never do that. But I'm so sad that I couldn't just like be able to run Boston because it would just work out perfectly and I would be so happy. But I will be running on my own. Maybe I'll wear my Boston colors, my Boston socks. I don't know. I'll make it fun. But I did enlist Rachel, my good friend Rachel runs for medals. I'm going to meet up with her this weekend. We're going to do a little shakeout run on our own. And then we're going to head into Boston just in time for the book signing that Catherine's going to be at 10:30. I think it's at Marathon Sports right on Boylston Street. So we're going to hopefully make it there in time for that. We'll get to meet Catherine herself and Joanna, who wrote the book, All in Stride.
Make sure you say hi to Joanna.
Oh, absolutely. I think I'm going to reply to that email that we're all on and say, hey,
right.
I'm planning on being there. I will say hello. And
right.
I know you guys
what
will be busy, but...
What a compliment when you have a guest, especially a guest of the stature of Catherine Switzer, email you after she came on and said how much she enjoyed, you know, talking to us and then suggested her friend that we should have on the podcast. That's such a huge compliment
cool, right?
in my mind, because if they had a good experience enough to share us with them and say you should go on their podcast, you would really enjoy it. So That's a future guest for us later on, late spring, early summer, maybe. We've been talking to her. We'll figure it out. Yeah. So I'll drop off some stickers or magnets or whatever.
Yeah.
If you don't have any and bring them to them. And maybe I'll get you a shirt in our cool little poly mailers. I'll set you up. If I have time, I'll set you up. I'll drop
it
off.
Perfect. Perfect. But yeah, I'm really excited. So that's going to be Saturday at 10:30 Marathon Sports on Boylston Street. So if anybody else is planning on going, make sure if you see me to say hi, I'll say hi to you. I'd love to meet up with some other people too, if you're in the area. I know there's a lot of shakeout runs and expo stuff happening. So like, just hit me up and let me know where you'll be.
Yeah, if you see her, say hi, wave, be like,
let's take Erica pictures.
Yeah, take
gotta
pictures.
Gotta get content for Eric.
Get content. Oh, kill me I'll if love I it. Don't. I'll love it. That would be amazing. I know. Well, I will be there on Monday, though.
Same here. We need to talk about that.
All right. So on Monday, this is the last time we're talking before Monday. Mm-hmm. We will be at mile 19, maybe 250-ish yards after the aid station, at least where it was last year. Our hope is to be on your left, if you're running on your left near the John Kelly statue, kind of before the hill starts to go up. There'll mm-hmm. be an intersection, a road on your right. Actually, I think it's a four-way intersection. That's what we're shooting for. We'll be in that area. If we're there early enough, we'll make a post on Instagram that say, we got the spot, mm-hmm. or we are on the other side of the road, the same as last year. But the hope is to be on your left if you are running down the Boston Marathon course.
And if you miss us this year, it's Eric's fault and not mine. He's in charge this year, not me.
I think you'll be there earlier before me. I don't know. We have to figure that out. Mm-hmm. We got to figure out how we're getting there and when.
Yes. We have some people joining us this year. Jessie reached out again. She'd like to come join us. And Amanda and one of her friends would like to come join us again also. So if you're in the mood, you're not running and you feel like cheering, the more the merrier.
And let me tell you, Catherine Switcher and Aaron Azar and a few other past guests know where we're going to be, and they might be making an appearance.
How cool. That would be awesome.
They might be. More likely, it would be Aaron, actually.
Mm. Yeah, she and was
Michael
right
Michael
around
motorcycle.
She was right around the corner last year, and we had no clue. We mm-hmm. were like, she was literally a quarter of a mile away.
Yeah, she knows where we'll be. So
excellent.
Let's get to it. Let's get to our final Boston Week's guest, before the Boston Marathon, that is, and talk to Jess Lindemann.
Oh, I love you, Jess. Oh, she's so much fun. I was super excited that we got to have not only another excellent runner, but also a pro compression ambassador like myself. So she knows the love that I have for those amazing socks, and she's got it too.
You'll get a little behind the scenes here. I got a little distracted. We recorded this when the... when the March Madness was going down to the final minutes and it was tied at 50-50. And I was mm-hmm. like, I don't know what to do. You're going to get a little behind the scenes there. Not the whole fit thing, because the whole picture was we took a little bit of a break and we're like talking about it. But you'll get the behind the scenes. We called it like a little zigzag episode. It was a lot of fun. She's super cool. She has some cool events lined up for the fall. So we'll get her back then. But you guys, you are going to love this.
All right, here we go. We've got Jess Lindemann on the Runs podcast.
Our next guest on the pod is a boy mom from Maryland. When she's not running or making fun reels on Instagram, she's trying to do the gritty without embarrassing her kids too much. In a few days, she'll be running in the Boston Marathon, and we're wicked excited to welcome Jess Lindemann, a.k.a. Runner Jess, to the On the Runs podcast. What's up, Jess?
Woohoo! I'm excited to be here, guys.
Yes.
So happy to have you, Jess. It's nice to see you as in person as we can get, but instead of seeing you just from your Instagram profile, I mean, I've been following you for a while thanks to Pro Compression, who have brought us together. We're both ambassadors. So welcome to the podcast. And are you wearing any fun socks today? Or are you just your normal ones?
I'm not right now. I am actually barefoot because I'm a little
sweaty. Mm-hmm. No,
just
I totally
a little.
Get
it's
it.
Okay.
I get the same way.
That's all right. No, so pro compression. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I wear my pro compression like when I'm running, and then I have like the recovery socks. But right now I'm just barefoot. So
fair enough. No, I wore mine. I was trying to do, they were having that spring challenge and I had on some really nice, like sunflower socks. And then I got too hot and I had to take a shower. So I'm like, I'm ditching them for now, but totally get it. But welcome to the podcast nonetheless. We're very glad to have you.
Wicked excited. Yes, I've been following you for a long time. Like, I think Erica introduced me and said, oh, you need to follow this girl, Jess. She's super cool and has the coolest hair in the world and wears all the Pro Compression socks and the gooders. You're an ambassador for Pro Compression, right?
Yes.
I believe this is
my second year. Yes, second year ambassador. But I've been wearing Pro Compression for a while now, mainly because when I started running, I had really bad shin splints. So I was looking for some sort of support and they just work for me. And not only that, I don't have to keep messing with like the ankle socks to try to like keep them up because I would get really bad blisters. So Pro Compression is working for me. So I'm not going to stop what's going good. So
good. Plus, it's a great style maker for all your awesome outfits. And a lot of them do match your beautiful hair. So keep it up.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. The purple. Yeah.
Does anybody know how many different styles Pro Compression has?
A lot.
So many. I have a ton, but I don't know. I'd say like at least hundreds.
How many do you think you have? What's a ton?
Oh, a ton. Let's see. I have maybe 100.
I'm up there. I'm up there too. Seriously.
Where do you put them all? Like, I can't even fit 100 socks in my sock drawer. Where do you put them?
I have a little space in my closet, just for socks. Everything else has its own, but I mean, the socks get their own special place. So
you guys are going to love this one. Hold on. Watch this.
Oh, Erica is on the move. Good thing we're on YouTube now, or hopefully we better be. Like, I've been editing all these. Whoa!
Hold on.
What do you got?
I got Christmas socks in this bin. Okay.
Oh, I.
You see
oh my God!
In there?
You need to come over to my house and organize my stuff.
And then these are all the printed socks that don't—they're too tall. Like when you fold them to fit in my other drawers, which are completely full, and I have a problem.
Oh so. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful that you like keep them so nice and neat like that. I just ball mine up and throw it in like the little bin that I have. But
I try to keep mine nice.
And then I try to like find them. I like try to fiddle through. I'm like, okay, which pair am I going to wear? No, I can't find it. And it takes me at least like 10 or 20 minutes to try to find the pair that I want. But
all right, I volunteer. I'll come over and I'll come help you organize them. We'll do like by color, by style. However you want to organize them, I'll help out. But yeah, that's the only way that I can pick out like whatever pair I'm going to wear with like an outfit. I'm like, all right, here's the shirt I want to match it with. And I'll try to be like, all right, I can go around and try to color match with all the, it's a whole thing, but
yeah, no, I need to do that.
How do you become an ambassador? And I know everyone listening probably knows how to do this, but I don't. Erica becomes ambassadors or applies, but she doesn't tell me till after the fact. And she goes, oh, I applied for one. I didn't get it. Or I applied for one and I'm an ambassador. And I'm like, oh, how do we do that? How do I do that? Tell me, fill me in because Erica never does. How did you become an ambassador? Did you like seek them out? Do they seek you out because you already wear the socks? Is it just like Instagram ads and then there it pops up and you apply?
So what I did is like, they usually have one that comes out a certain time of year. I think this year, because they're switching, they're like switching people in charge. Yep. It's going to happen during the summer when it usually happens in the winter. So they'll usually like put it out on Instagram or in an email saying, hey, if you want to become an ambassador, you have to apply. And then you just answer a bunch of questions and then hopefully you're picked. So, but yeah, I mean, I really do like them. They really have helped my legs and, you know, and they have fun prints and it goes with my fun personality. So I'd like to, you know, I like to show that when I run because running, when it comes down to the core of it, it should be fun. Right?
Agreed. I totally agree with you on that one.
So
now let's get real here, real personal for a second. When Erica became a Pro Compression ambassador, She starts getting DMs from these weird guys and emails and stuff asking for like, can you mail me your socks? Like, you sweaty, bloody socks, or will you send me pictures of your feet? Did you get any of those, or was it just her?
Oh my God.
And we cannot confirm right now if she's actually mailed the socks. We cannot confirm or deny.
I will tell you, I have not sold any or shipped or anything socks to people.
That's a quick way to make
socks.
A buck, though.
Can't confirm or deny. Erica's been making some money lately. I wonder where it's coming from.
I confirm I haven't sent him, and I can also confirm that I have thought about it, but I haven't. $300 for a pair of socks? Like, that's a business plan.
Let me think. I have not in a long time. But I have gotten, like, I think when I first started, like, running, and then I would get weird messages like that. It's like, no, I mean, but now I'm like, well, I could put that money towards, like, some registration fee or
see?
Some new running gear.
Treadmill breaks. You need a new treadmill, right?
Yeah,
running
yes.
shoes are not cheap.
Nope. But
this could be a business venture. Did you ever watch Orange is the New Black?
Yes.
Oh, come
so,
on.
So you know what I'm talking about, where they all sold their underwear and made a lot of money.
Yes, that's right. Yes. That's right. Oh my gosh. Yes. I totally forgot. Like,
this is already off the rails.
But I mean, it's a good idea. I mean, it's just your feet. And...
We don't have to say we're doing it. We can just create a different company name, like used running socks. It doesn't have to be associated
we're
with
donating,
on runs.
We're donating
know,
our old socks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People need clothing.
Welcome Runner, to the
people
podcast,
need socks.
Jess. We're happy to
My husband's going to hear this and he's going to be like, what are you talking about?
It's not you. It's him. Definitely not.
Was he like, okay, you're going to be on a podcast. What's it called? On the Runs with the Poop Emoji, which we named. We haven't publicly said this yet. We will before this drops, but do you want to know the name we gave our little poop emoji running dude?
Absolutely.
He's a dude. We determined he's a he. We have determined that.
Okay.
His name is Stoolie.
I love it. Stoolie.
He tells me that and I was like, I don't hate it. It's cute.
No, that's great. No, I love it. Because it's a play on Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stoolie.
Yeah.
I even got some like Stewie Griffin vibes out of it. Because he's cute.
I love it.
You can kind of see him in your little like thing. There he is.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Speaking of that, Erica just showed me the bracket.
Oh, the bracket.
I need to go and see if it's updated before it disappears. These things like to disappear on you, Jess. So I don't know if you've been following.
The March Madness, yes.
So currently, Bagel has a 51% to 49%.
I am shocked with how this, like, these.
We're in the final hour.
Wow. All right.
It's been a
go
ton
bagel.
Of fun. Go bagel.
Go bagel.
I felt bad for you though. You're really big into waffles. The frozen waffle. I love frozen waffles. And you're right.
Yes.
Like, they're just perfect in the toaster. And I talked Erica into this too. Waffles are amazing. And is that your go-to like morning breakfast food?
Yes. Now it is. It was Pop-Tarts for a long time, but then they turned on me and I'm like, how dare you? But
how
I loved look. My go-to is breakfast food, morning, afternoon, evening. I could eat eggs and bacon. I could eat waffles, any type of brunch food.
Perfect.
All of that.
You don't have to sell me on it because I'm there. That sounds fantastic. I love me a good Brinner, a good
yes.
brunch, a good breakfast.
The Brinner. Yes. Oh, I love that. Brenner.
All right, Jess. Well, I'm going to keep paying attention to my Instagram to see who wins, because obviously we do these in advance. But let's get to know you. You're from Maryland. You used to drive across the Key Bridge every day, and that's kind of big in the news right now. Tell us about you, where you're from, what life was like growing up. Did you play sports? Were you a band geek? Were you what did you do growing up? Tell us about Jess.
All right. So let's see. I'm born and raised in Pasadena, Maryland. So that's kind of like kind of in between everything. We got Baltimore, in between Annapolis, and then 40 minutes away from DC. So I'm kind of around everything, which is nice. I was a very big athlete growing up, big sports girly. But my go-to sport when I was younger was baton twirling.
Yes.
I started when I was 4. I was really big into it, but my family, like my dad, my uncles, my cousins, they were all into hockey. So, and
that's up his alley. Yep.
Yeah. Though you got to put it back on.
The Bruins. Yep.
Yes. So my family was big into Caps. My dad played ice hockey. I would always be at the rink for any game or practice, but my mom would discourage it. She didn't want me to get hurt because I was a baton twirler. And if you don't know what it is, it's becoming more popular. You may see it during, like the collegiate feed your twirlers, like during halftime games or halftime shows, but it is an actual sport. It's not very well known unless you know who to go to, but there are teams. You can do it individually. And I did this for like over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
I was a part of a world championship team. We won national championships, world championships. I've been across the country. I've been I've been to Europe for this, South America.
That's so cool.
Yeah. In my 20s, I was actually a U.S. ambassador, and a group of girls and I flew down to Peru to perform in their spring parade, which was so cool. We were there for 2 weeks. But yeah, baton twirling for over 20 years. And then, you know, throughout that, like I met my husband, and then
was he a baton twirler too?
No, but he was a big supporter. So we've been together for almost 20 years, and he would come with me on these trips and support me. And after we got married is when I stopped twirling, and that's when we started a family. And after that, I kind of lost a little bit of my athletic side. And I kind of was like, you know, okay, I'm a mom now.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But then, you know, I started getting unhealthy and kind of losing myself, because that's what happens when, you know, at least to me, that's what happened when I became a parent. You know, I put everybody before myself, and I always put myself on the back burner. And like, it happened, when was this? I think like 2018-ish is when I was like, okay, I really got to just focus on myself. And that's when I started getting healthy and doing, you know, like changing like my schedule, and I had to change something.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I started getting back into sports again, and I did a lot of CrossFit and HIIT workouts, and I was finally feeling like myself. And my husband was the one to suggest that I start running, because I kind of hit a plateau at that point. And I was like, what else can I do? Like, you know, I was kind of getting bored with workouts, and he's like, why don't you just go run? It's like, oh, I guess I could, you know. But yeah, I mean, once I started getting into running, it just like I wanted to do it more and more, and, you know, and I really enjoy it. And it's, you know, I feel like I'm really good at this. I feel like I'm better at this than I was at baton twirling. And that kind of like makes me, you know, makes me like maybe there's a reason, like, that I got into running.
I can
running.
Feel your excitement in it. You're like, I have like, something here. I have something special.
Yeah, like, why haven't I been doing this all my life?
Right.
That's how I kind of feel. But yeah, that was like 6 years ago. And here I am. I'm like doing what I've been dreaming of for the past few years. You know, I'm about to run Boston, which is so exciting, you know. And I wouldn't have gotten into this if it weren't for my husband, which is like, I told him that today. He's like, what are you going to talk about on the pod? And I'm like, well, I'm going to probably talk about how I got into running and it's because of you. And he's like, what? Like, he didn't remember that. Like,
he planted the seed.
Planted that seed. And now he's like, oh, you're going for a run again. Like, yes, I'm doing it when it's, you know, like, I'm doing it on my own time. I get up super early, so I don't have to bother anybody. Everybody's asleep, except my dog, who likes to come downstairs and like hang out with me while I run on the treadmill. But I met so many wonderful people through this sport. And it's like, I want to tell everybody, like, if you want to meet really good people, go to a race, go out for a run. Like, so they're so genuine and so nice. You're not going to find any group of people like this. So, but I don't know about you guys, but that's, yes, it's the community. So it's really wonderful. But yeah.
That's a little bit about me. What happened to us. Yeah, we got hooked. Like, we started one way or another. Like, I started for health because straight out of college, I was not my healthiest self. And I stuck around for the friends and the community and the fun. And yeah, that's what's going to keep me sticking around for a long time.
She's in that ultra community now.
Yeah.
She's with those really crazy people.
Yes. If you want some real fun, and I guess it's less, could be less stressful compared to like the like competitive racing world. But I mean, they're just some fun characters in that ultra world, and definitely snacks.
They really are. So my friends back in November talked me into running an ultra. And I ran my first one in January, and all I wanted was to finish. Mm-hmm. But it did everything that day. It rained.
Oh no!
It sleeted. It snowed, and it's like, and they're like, "Oh, it's not a very technical course." I felt like it was so technical, but that's because I never done one before. So it's like it was a little paved in some parts, and then it just. Every like twist and turn and hill up and down and mud puddles and like and I fell like a bunch of times, but I finished, and that's the important part.
Good.
And after that, like, I'm like, I'm never gonna do that again. And then the next day I'm like, I might do it again. So then my friends you know, talked me into signing up for this one that's happening in September called Pemberton. And it is a 24-hour ultra. It's like a 5K every hour for 24 hours.
Oh, cool.
So
here I am,
yeah.
Like, tell me more.
So my friend who ran it last year never ran an ultra before. And she ends up running this one and ends up winning the female, like,
nice.
Yeah. So, but she was saying that she had so much fun doing it. You get to be intense. You know, it's like a party for 24 hours. There's costume changes. Like, every hour it's like it's a different theme. And I'm like,
oh, cool.
I'm down for that. So yeah, I signed up for that one in September. That's just going to be an experience. So
absolutely.
Yes, I did sign up for another ultra, but it's like a 5K every hour. I think I could do that. I don't know how I would be at like 3 a.m. after doing it for like four or 5 hours. I mean, it's the experience. So.
Oh, that sounds like an absolute blast. I bet you're gonna crush it. You're gonna have so much fun. And as long as you just keep it in your mind, like, this is for fun. We are having fun now. That it is just gonna make your experience so much better.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you guys just did Eastern. What was that one that a few weeks ago?
It's
a 20-miler, right?
Yep, it's Eastern States 20 miler. So yeah. We run from Maine, and it used to go through New Hampshire and into Massachusetts. So that was like a huge selling point for the race, but they ended it in New Hampshire. So it was only Maine and New Hampshire.
It ended like 4 feet from the New Hampshire Mass border.
So close.
You just had to cross the bridge to the, was it Seabrook State Park? Or you ended in
Something
Hampton
like
Beach State Park, and it used to end across the bridge. don't know why they changed it. That was my first Eastern States. It was a blast. So,
oh, wow. You're going to do it next year too?
We'll see. Erica says there's too much waiting around. Like, you got to get there early and everything. But I like a 20-mile challenge. I want to stay in half marathon shape. But yeah, the 20 miles is nice to push.
It's a great precursor, like a training run, if you're running something like Boston, one of the with the good spring races. So maybe if he does another spring race, he'll decide to do that.
It would be, you would love that race, I think. And knowing that you're from Maryland now, I think traveling is a lot of fun. I don't get to do as much of it. I know the whole Baltimore, Maryland area is a really, really big running community because we have friends there like you, the Rullet. We have the Will Run For podcast family. So they're all there, and I just see all the things they're doing. But let's go back. Your husband, and I love that he called it the pod. He kind of planted that seed, you said. What was the first race you did? Was it a 5K? Was it like a, no? Oh, tell me about your first race.
All right. So after he planted the seed, I remember that summer, we were on vacation when that happened. And that's when I got up I tried to get up every day to run. But then like towards the end of the week, I remember we were on vacation and my shins hurt so bad. Like, I've never experienced it, but I wanted to keep doing it. So I started like posting on my stories. I would do maybe like 3 miles one day, 4 miles the next day, never anything over 5 miles. It was not advanced. I was just starting out. So a friend of mine saw my stories and she's like, hey, I'm running I'm doing the Baltimore half. It's happening. And I think, was it? Oh, it's the beginning of October. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could run it together. Or, you know, are you going to be running it? And I was like, no, but I'm really interested. So I looked it up and it was the half marathon. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I could do that. So I registered without looking up how long a half marathon was.
Really?
I mean, I'm like, awesome. Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm either going to do it or not. And then I registered and it was like, at that time, it was like a month and a half before the race. So you know how registration fees go up as it gets closer. Mm-hmm. So as soon as I registered, I'm like, I should probably look up and see how far I'm going to run. And as soon as I did, I like shit myself. I'm like, oh my God. I was like,
oh no.
How am I going to do this? I can't back out because that's $100 gone. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I got to do it. So she sent me the training plan that she was using. It was like basic. Now at the time, I didn't know anything about pacing. I didn't know anything about like intervals or I didn't know any type of workouts. I was just running. So yeah. I was like, I'm just going to run fast. And I had no experience with gels I would eat and drink water and I would eat normally, but I had no idea about like what I like nutrition wise. I was just like, I'm going to finish this. And that was my goal. And didn't even look up the course or anything. I'm like, it's Baltimore. I've been there. I didn't realize how hilly it was until you actually run in Baltimore. Yeah. So I just remember, it was pretty warm that day. And I was like wearing those capri pants and a t-shirt and I was having fun. Like I was enjoying it, but then it's like, towards the end, I was getting so fatigued and I had gels with me. So I took two gels back to back. I'm like, I better eat these suckers. You know, I'm like taking them. So I got to the finish and I finished and it was nice because like my kids were there. My husband was there. My mom was there. It was like my first race. It was like huge. And then I cracked open a beer at the finish line. It was great. And then I heard and I was like, no. Oh my God, we need to go. So like I'm in the, like it was, we were packed in the van and I'm like trying not to.
No.
And I'm like, we need to get home right now. But yeah, I learned a lot that day. I learned never take that many gels at once or take one gel and drink water. Like that's when I started learning about mm-hmm. like what to do and what not to do. But yeah, that was my very first race, was a half marathon. And then I remember a week later, I signed up for another one. So
that's how it works.
That's how it goes. That's how it goes.
Deter you from doing anything else. So
that's right.
It's always a plus.
Yeah.
It's funny with racing. I mean, if you're just starting out, it really is trial and error, just trying to figure out what will work for you, figuring out when to eat, when to drink, all that stuff. So at least you had a starting point. You got through the race. I mean, afterwards, a little iffy, but
oh my gosh.
And you kept going.
But I think the reason why I signed up again is because it was like a party. Like, the streets were filled with people and they're cheering for strangers who, you know, they want to see them achieve this thing. And I just was like, I was like, I cannot believe all these people came out just to like cheer on others. And I think that's, it ties in with community, you know, that's why I keep going back to it. But I mean, here I am, like, doing more.
We love to hear it, because I know there's, when I first started out, I think I did one half marathon and I was like, this wasn't as terrible as I thought. But then I eventually jumped to the marathon mark, and it took me 3 years to do another one. And
wow.
I mean, I don't know whether it was just me being lazy or tired or injured or what it was, but I don't know. It's sad that I missed out on so much time where I could have been doing fun things like that.
Yeah.
Because it is fun to just be part of the community and soak up all the joy and energy and all that good stuff. And I don't know. I just feel like I missed out on a lot.
Yeah. And I really like it now, because my kids love to travel. Like, they love going to different places, because while I'm running and like racing my heart out, they're off with dad, you know, doing fun stuff together. And, you know, it's easier now that they're a little bit older. But they like to enjoy, they like to explore the cities or wherever we're at, and they, you know, go out to eat, and then they, you know, meet me at the finish line. Or when I did Chicago last year, or this past Chicago, you know, there was, you can't, like, spectators can't really be at the finish. So my husband called me. He's like, hey, where are you? I was like, I just finished. Like, they saw me like 800 meters away from the finish line. And then they're like, we're hungry, we're gonna go eat. So he called me and told me where they were. So I'm like, had my space blanket on, kind of like waddling, like going with the flow of everybody, trying to get to the restaurant that they're at. And people, as they're passing me, they're like, congratulations. I'm like, thank you. Just trying to get to the restaurant.
Glad they have it easy and they can at least go get some food. Order me something.
Yeah, they're there for the food and for the adventure of traveling, you know.
So this first half marathon, what year was it? Do you remember that?
It was 2018.
2018. So that was your first half marathon. When did you ever think about something like Boston could happen? Like, you have not run a marathon yet. You signed up for another half marathon later that day. Like, were you just dabbling a little bit, or were you thinking, like, when did you learn about like the Boston Marathon and all the worlds and everything else, like Chicago and Philadelphia?
So it was 2020, like when nobody else was doing anything, when racing was kind of on the down low. That's when I started to actually learn a little bit more about like running, you know, like VO2 max and, you know, aerobic versus anaerobic, and really get into like the mechanics of running and just everything that goes with it. And when everything started opening back up, that's when I got the courage to sign up for my first marathon. Unfortunately, they had to push it back. Like, it was supposed to be a spring marathon, but they pushed it back to a fall marathon. So it was fall 2021, and it was the Coastal Delaware marathon in Rehoboth Beach, mm-hmm. Which was, I loved it. I loved the course, but like, this was my very first marathon. I didn't know what to expect. And it was a learning curve for sure, because, you know, mile 20, 21, I hit that wall and my legs would cramp up and, you know, I finished. And after I finished, I remember later on that day, you know, I was looking at my time and I was like, maybe, I think it was like 3:38 or 3 hours, 39 minutes, somewhere around there.
That's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty
and
good.
I was like, I was only 3 minutes away from like a qualifying time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I could do this. Like, I could totally try and qualify. So I remember after that race, I kind of made a plan. I was like, okay, I want to try to qualify for Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when am I going to do that? I should probably put a timeline on it or like a timestamp, like maybe do it before I turn 40. Mm. So I was 37 at the time. And then I remember a month after that race, I signed up for my second marathon. And I was so gung-ho about qualifying that that's all I wanted. And I remember putting so much pressure on myself. And it ruined it for me, because I remember after that, I signed up for the Delaware Marathon that in Wilmington, Delaware. It was a spring race, but it was so different from a fall race, the weather, the mm-hmm. conditions, you know. But I just remember putting so much pressure on myself to qualify. It didn't make it fun. And that's when I was like, you know what, just, you know, sign up for another one and just have fun with it. And I did a lot of things differently. I actually got a training plan that wasn't online, which uh-huh. is huge. Like, that really opened the door for me, because I, you know, followed this training plan and I, you know, did things differently, took in more electrolytes, took in water, tried different gels that worked for me.
You didn't try a bunch of gels at the same time.
Two gels right after the back-to-back.
No, I did not. I learned that lesson. But I was like, I really got to just trust my gut and just like do things differently, or else I'm not going to succeed. And I need to take the pressure down, because I do want to enjoy racing. You know, you put so much pressure on yourself to try to do these things and then it becomes mm-hmm. not fun. And I didn't want to do that. So I was like, you know what, when Philly rolled around, because that was my third one, I was like, whatever happens, happens, just enjoy it. You know, you're here to just enjoy yourself. And, you know, I remember that day, things felt differently. I had a different mindset going into that race. I was more positive. I was less nervous. And that's when I qualified. I was like, holy shit. Like, look what happened when you have a positive mindset and you don't mm-hmm. put that pressure on yourself. But yeah, now I go into racing differently. You know, I don't want to be a bundle of nerves, because I want to actually enjoy it, you know? So
that's the way to do it. I agree. I just have to tell you, so I ran Philly the year that you did.
You did?
I had known you
she mad
at this
you.
Point. Oh, I'm not mad. No.
I'm just
no.
Kidding.
So it was
I like to
so
stir it up.
Cold that day.
Oh my God, I remember.
It was freezing.
And the wind was like, what, 25, 30 miles an hour, just whipping.
Oh yeah.
But you know what made the wind worse? When you flew by her.
He's right about that. I was bundled up. I think I had like a jacket on top of a vest on top of a long sleeve. And then I had like Angry Bird PJ pants on that I was like, I'll throw these away eventually. I wore them to mile 8. I was still frozen. But
oh my gosh.
Anyways, I recognized you by your hair. And and I just see you like just going right by. And I was like, oh, I think that was Jess.
I remember just being in my, like, I had a really good playlist. I was just feeling it. And I was really trying to block out, like, I really didn't want the weather to get to me because it was cold that day. I remember waking up and just walking to the start. I had my big blanket on and I'm like, shit. Like, I was like, but at least it's not raining and it is going to warm up, but it never did. But I remember finishing and I looked down at my legs because I wore shorts. Because I was super awesome. And my legs were so red and chapped just from the wind and the cold. But I was like, I just remember being so cold afterwards. I had the hottest shower. I think I was in there a really long time. I probably took up all of the hot water in the hotel that we stayed at because it was so cold.
Well, whatever you did that day absolutely worked for you. So I'm glad you had the good playlist, the good mojo, whatever it took to get you through that race, because that was a doozy. Oh,
it
man.
It really was. So cold.
All right.
But I'm glad you had the purple hair, though, because I was like, oh, it's totally her. I recognize it.
It's totally. We'll have to talk about the hair later, because it's totally like an identifiable thing for you. And it's going to make it's so easy for us at the Boss Marathon in a couple of days. Be like, there she is. We'll be at mile 19. We'll talk about that later. I have to pause because I don't know if you noticed. I've been very distracted.
The results. The results are in.
It is 24 hours. We have a total of 84 votes, which is really awesome, right?
Hell yeah.
When we started this, I think Bagel was up. Okay, just before we started, Berger was up. So I'm going to tell you exactly who. Berger was up, and then Patrick Lieber voted Bagel. Diane voted Bagel. Kathy Lieber voted Bagel, and it went up by one vote. And as I keep refreshing this, I took screenshots to remember. In the final minutes, Abby B. voted Berger. We have a 50-50 tie.
No way.
What am I going to do? Look at this. 50-50. It is officially over. I'm going to have to think of what to do. We're going to have to go to overtime.
Tiebreaker? We got, I think you got
it. There's
got
to be a tiebreaker.
Yeah. Unless you do like a pizza bagel and a pizza burger and just make them pizza. So then pizza wins.
Pizza.
That was my vote.
I like that.
I think
pizza bagel.
This is all staying, by the way, so people can hear like the live, our game planning, what to do. I think after we record with you, Jess, we're recording our tros for episode 100. Not a big deal. We got pretty cool guest, but not as cool as you. No, you're all awesome. You're all the best. You're all these amazing women. That probably sounded really bad.
No.
But I'll keep it all in here.
Backtrack now.
We'll just have to announce overtime. I'll like start a brand new vote, and I'll be like, it ends at like 6 p.m. And if it's still tied, the first vote. So I'll give it plenty of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We're going into overtime. That's what we got
to
do.
With the final. I mean,
can you imagine though? You go into overtime and it's like 50-50 again.
Well, I'll have to do is cut a time limit. It'll be like, you only have 6 hours
can you
to vote.
Bagel burger? Like, would you eat a burger on a bagel? I feel like a burger on a bagel is a little...
I think that's a little heavy.
It's hard to eat, right?
Yeah.
This has been so fun. Really, I mean, it says 24 hours, but it's still there. Technically, someone could still come in. Have you both voted?
I already voted.
I voted bagel. Okay.
What did I do?
I voted bagel. You voted burger, Erica.
Okay. I'm still not mad.
Unless
at that.
Something changes, like this says 24 hours, it's going to just disappear any moment. And we're going in overtime. Wow.
Yeah, I think at different times I voted different things. I didn't just stick to the one thing. I was like, I'll vote burger this time. Well, I'll vote bagel.
See, half of
I can't believe how close it is. The final four was so freaking close, and we'll talk about this on the tros.
Final choices like got voted out really early, so I'm like, well, now I can vote for whatever I want because my choice is gone. So
yeah, you guys definitely had waffle on there because I'm like, waffle. Didn't even make it. It's fine.
I went for waffles. I did. I think actually, here's my bracket right here. How far did I make waffle go? Oh no, nope, that's the other one. Yeah, I don't know. I made waffle go pretty far.
Awesome.
Oops, so now I'm just making noise. Okay.
I am literally making a post right now and going, it's tied. Stay tuned for an update. How we'll settle this. We're trying to figure it out too.
Very nice.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. This has been so much fun, and Jess gets to like sit in on this and, oh wait.
Does somebody vote?
Well, the view went up, but they didn't vote. Who doesn't do that?
It does drive me nuts when people look at it.
Jess, you're getting like firsthand experience.
No,
like...
this is exciting.
You can't make them click it.
All right. Well, Jess, we've broken the ice a little bit. You did the baton twirling, which I think is so cool.
It is super unique.
Not the first time someone's mentioned it, though.
What's that?
Not the first time someone's mentioned it on this podcast before, though. Do you remember Magic Mile Mike, Erica?
Yes, but I don't remember the... I remember him, but I don't remember his baton twirling. Were we trying to get him to do that in New York City?
He competed in D1 college sports. We go, what was your sport? Baton twirling. And we're like,
but
really?
Jess actually did it.
It was an April Fool's joke, which was meant for today.
Oh my gosh.
You're the real deal, Jess. You actually did it.
Yeah, man. That was so long ago that I think about it. But yeah, it was quite an experience for sure.
So Jess,
back on track.
Your half marathon, you kick Erica's butt at the Philly marathon.
She did by like a lot.
I honestly wasn't listening, and you told me you went to qualify for the Boston Marathon, but you're trying to decide which one. It was like the springtime race, but then springtime was different than the fall time race. See, I was listening, but I forget what race it was. When did you qualify for the Boston Marathon? Or better yet, didn't you come so close one year and you just missed it?
No, I was, so when I did the spring marathon, I was probably around the same time that I ran my first marathon. So that was when I put so much pressure on myself. And then I did Philly, and Philly I PR'd by like 20 minutes. And I'm
when
like,
I tell you, she went like flying by me. I'm not joking.
After I crossed the finish, I forgot that I started a little later because of the different waves. So when I looked, I thought I qualified at 3:26 or 3:25 or something. And I was like, I was extremely happy because I did qualify. Mm-hmm. And then I went to go meet up with Aaron and the boys, and he's like, that's not your time. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, no, you ran faster. And he showed me the actual time, because I forgot to mention this, because a mile in to Philly, my watch died.
So you were doing the whole thing just by feel? Holy shit. I'm even
totally
more
forgot
impressed
about that
right now. Oh, so you just
I
were
had,
like, gotta win
I
it
had
now.
A certain I had a certain fruit watch. We'll call it a fruit watch. And whenever
like
so me neither. So whenever this fruit watch, like whenever I did anything in like really cold weather, it would freeze up. Even if it was like on the high, even if the battery was charged and everything, it would just shut down. And then once I like put it back on the charger and waited a bit, it like poof came back. So I totally forgot about that. I was running and I just felt a bzz, bzz, and I looked down and it had like the recharge sign on there. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. So I'm happy that they did at each mile marker, they had the time. So it was all on feel, and I was kind of going by the time marker. So I didn't know my pace. I didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I totally forgot about that. That was such a, like an unlocked memory. Cause I remember afterwards I complained about, I was like, I'm going to get a new watch after this race. I swear I'm going to get it. But then, I won a Garmin at Christmas time.
You won?
Awesome. Amazing.
How did you win
this? I forgot who had a giveaway. Someone had a giveaway, and they're like, if you tag a bunch of people in the comments, if you reshare the story, and I was like, I really want this watch, and I'm like doing all of the things. Mm-hmm. And then I got a message in my DMs, and they were like, you won, where should I send the watch to? And I'm like, oh my God, like, it was like a Christmas miracle. And then
that's amazing.
And then on Christmas, my husband gave me a fruit watch. And I was like, and he's like, just say it. You're gonna wear that other watch, aren't you? Sorry.
It's a thought that counts.
And that's what I said. And he's like, you don't mean that. No, it was amazing. He's amazing. So
we were so convinced that nobody actually won those Instagram like contests.
Oh yeah,
you are living proof that it happens. It does happen.
So don't give up,
Erica. I'm a living proof it happens.
Oh, you're right. He won the camper.
I won a $20,000 camper on an Instagram. Actually, it was Facebook. No, it was Twitter. Or X, as they call it now.
I call it X now.
It doesn't happen because I always forget. But I'm tagged in shit all the time.
$20,000 camper.
Technically, MSRP was $14,999, or else I have to give you some gift tax. But like, if you go on to Kelly Blue Book, whatever, it's like over $20,000.
Wow.
I'm keeping it. It's awesome. I love it. I was really worried it was going to be like a $100,000 camper where I have to buy like an $80,000 truck to tow it.
Oh my gosh.
It was a perfect little 20-foot camper. It's actually not.
That's awesome.
But in my mind, to win these, you have to be creative with your posts. I always thought if you just tag Erica and like and share the post, that never works. You need to leave a kind of post that shows something that, you know, stands out. For instance, I also won airline tickets that I've never cashed in. But I won them for writing like a good post about Spirit Airlines, which no one else ever writes a good post about Spirit Airlines. The fact I won was I wrote something versus just tagging you.
Yeah.
Did you write something? Do you remember? Or did you just tag someone like Erica?
I remember, if it's a good giveaway like that, I tag a bunch of people. And I'm sure like there are people out there or my friends that are like, God damn it, she's tagging me in this again. What is it? Oh, great. It's a pair of socks. Great. No, it's nothing like a pair of socks. Usually it's like something expensive, something I can't normally buy for myself.
Yeah.
And then I'll say something in my story like, I really need this. Like, like truly. Or like, I don't know. I'll just be like, I want this. Like, but I don't think I really said I don't remember if I gave my spiel about my fruit watch dying.
I want this watch. It would be perfect though.
Like, I really need this because my fruit watch is like awful. But
we call it a fruit watch. We're gonna call it fruit phones going forward.
Yeah, I mean, because you never know who's listening and they're like, hey.
We can start calling it a lemon.
But yeah, a lemon. Yeah. There you go. I like that. But yeah, so.
Good for you, though. So you got the upgrade, and hopefully the Garmin has treated you well, and you haven't had any other
Look
issues.
Look at that
good,
beautiful
good, good.
Watch. Wow.
Oh, and wait, I have a...
What's on it?
Is that the dumpster fire dog?
Yeah.
We're like, this is fine. This is fine.
Yeah, and that's what it says. It says, this is fine, and then it'll go to the time. But I'm like, how perfect is that?
Amazing.
And then when I go to work, I didn't mention this, but I am a preschool teacher. So when I go to work and the kids are like looking at my watch, they're like, what's that? And I try to like hide it because I don't want them to see the dumpster fire dog.
Oh, it's just teaching them everything is fine. This is fine.
Even in the wildest of times, even when everything is on fire, it's fine.
I love it.
But
so Jess is going to Boston. She qualified. So how far did you, so you said you did better than you thought you did. By how much did you qualify? Like you said a 20-minute PR. That's incredible.
Yeah. So my time in Philly was 3 hours, 18 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. And,
so and you are and, firmly going to Boston, cutoffs or no cutoffs. Like you had,
yeah,
like
I had a pretty good
buffer.
I had a very cushy buffer. So, yeah, I never thought I could like run that fast. And then, like after I applied and I found out I was going to Boston, like the pressure was off. Because like a few weeks later, I went to Chicago and I PR'd in the marathon again. Like,
I am so impressed. That is incredible.
I mean, granted that Chicago, I really enjoyed Chicago.
Me too.
Not only was it very flat, but yes, yes, I loved it. Not only was it very flat, but it was like, it was, there were no dead zones. Like every block was filled with people. It's like, I remember at one point there was like a church and all like the priests and the nuns are out. And then the others, like, I remember running a few blocks further and then there were the, you know, the drag queens were out and dancing and just having a good old time. Like everybody came together. There were no dead zones and it was like a party like the entire time. I had a smile glued to my face during the entire race. Like it was so much fun. So much fun. And like I remember I got my race pictures back and I don't think there was one picture where I looked like I was dying. Like every
Great.
Picture, I was just like, yeah, I'm here. And I was just enjoying that experience. So, but yeah, Chicago really held a, like, it really holds a place in my heart. It was so much fun.
That's amazing. I'm so happy. And also, once you run Boston, I'm going to have to get you back, talk to you, and figure out which one of those two are
right.
your favorites.
Because
I'm firmly on Team Chicago, but I did Boston the year that it was super rainy and the crowds just didn't come out in full force like they usually do. But Chicago is just something else, and that is a hill I will die on.
So oh, yeah. Fun. Oh, yeah. No, it was a really great, and you know, the, that's like the boys came and my husband came for that one and like, they really enjoyed it too. I mean, they walked around, enjoying the food and, but yeah, I just remember hearing, like, it was like, they were almost at the finish. And I just remember hearing Jess. And I'm like looking around for them or I like hear them, but like, I can't see them. Mm. And they were like Aaron, my husband was like, he's like, you didn't see us. I was like, no, where were you? He was like, well, we were behind a tree. And I was like, well, that's well. Probably why. And like people were blocking us too. And I was like, Aww. Yeah, but.
Well, he saw you. So that's the important part. Got to yell.
What do you think is the reason for such the big PRs? And you said you found a training plan that wasn't online. Did you hire a coach or no?
No. I think it was, I wanted to prove to myself that I could do it. And, you know, I do work really hard. You know, I get up at ungodly hours. I put in the work. I put in the time. I was thinking about a coach, but I'm like, you know, if I just follow this plan, if I learn more about running and like, if I didn't know something, I was going to look it up, like interval training, you know, mm-hmm. I didn't know much about that. So I like Googled, like, you know, people talking about it and, you know, I have a better understanding of it now and how important it is. Like easy runs. I didn't know the 80-20 rule. 80% of your run should be easy. Mm-hmm. Whereas I was running all of my runs extremely hard and I burnt out quickly.
Yeah.
And so once I learned that, you know, 80% of my runs should be easy and only 20% should be hard, that kind of opened the door because now I don't have all this pressure to run as super fast as I can. But I think once I finally understood that, that really opened the door for success. And now, you know, now I'm like, I enjoy an easy run. Of course, my easy runs are not easy to some people, but
it's all fine. Relative. Yeah.
I mean, it works for me. So
yeah, but, your zone 2 is someone else's zone 5. It's no big deal. That's where you are and they'll get there. Or maybe, you know, maybe they won't. Maybe that's just what they're comfortable in. Like, your zone 2 is probably my zone 4. I see it.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it.
Yeah. But yeah, like, that was very important for me to learn. Because I remember when I first started out, I would just start running fast right out the gate. And then I would find myself fatigued and my legs were cramping and it's just, that's no way to treat your body. Like, really,
yep.
Take it easy, ease into it. But yeah.
Agreed.
So what's your game plan? This is the Boston Weeks episode. What is your game plan for the Boston Marathon? Tell us, like, are you coming in early? Are you going to take it all in? Are you going to stay late? Is the race going to be a race or is it a victory lap? What's your game plan?
So this is going to be like a victory lap for me. I do want to take as much in as I can and really soak it up because I worked so hard to get here. Like, my goal is just to finish, whether I, you know, finish at a time, like, you know, around what I've been running, or if I take it easy and just really enjoy like the sights and the sounds and just the experience of being there. But we are flying, like, my family and I are flying in on Saturday. We're going to take Sunday and just like walk around and explore the city. And then we fly home Tuesday. So, but yeah, this is going to be my victory lap for sure.
I love
Good.
That. I'm so happy it is. So that means you'll have to stop or not stop, but just take your, you know, 7 minute pace down to a 9 at mile 19.
Yes, definitely.
You can stop. Erica's going to have a cooler full, whatever you want. What do you want? Do you want lobster? Do you want pickles? Do you want a Coke?
Oh my gosh. Did you say lobster?
I don't know about lobster. Saying lobster. I feel like that would be
Boston. Do you
that
want a lobster
good.
Roll? We'll get you a lobster roll.
Oh my God. I don't know. I don't know how I would like feel after that. Like, I kind of want, I don't know if I could
you
like
wanna
eat it.
You
want
to take the risk?
Be a good story.
It would be a good story.
Maybe
I
not
don't...
your first Boston. Let's not end your first Boston with a Code Brown. Let's not.
No.
No.
So I do want to tell you a story. So last year I had the chance to run the Run to Remember in Boston. I don't know if Ooh. You're familiar with that.
Yes, it's a Millennium Running race, which is right here where we are in New Hampshire. Millennium Running.
Yeah. So, like, I was with an online, like, I did a online running group, and they decided to, like, you know, kind of meet up at this race and meet other runners from around the area. So I was like, yeah, I want to do that. So I did the half, but I was getting over strep. So I was on antibiotics and I was not finished my antibiotics. So I was on, you know, medication when I was there, and that race did not go well for me at all.
Oh, no.
I got so dehydrated and I ended up dropping out at mile 8.
Oh no.
It was terrible. Like, I could just feel, like, when I was running that race, I felt like something was off. I was super dry mouth, even though I did everything right.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah, I had to go to the hospital because I was severely dehydrated. I stayed the night. What the fuck happened? So I was reading up on it, and you know, antibiotics can do something to your, you know, like can zap your hydration. And it was so bizarre because I did everything right, you know, did everything normal, and then that happened. And but yeah, now every race since then, my oldest, he's like, "We're not gonna have to go through that again, are we, Mom?" I'm like, "No, no, we're not.
He's
we're
just
not
looking out for you."
It was terrible. But I mean, you know, I look at that and I'm like, well, it was another lesson learned, you know? So I know that this race coming up, though, is not going to happen. And if I do end up getting sick, knock on wood, if I do end up getting sick, I am not going to be taking any type of medication. I'm going to run that race, damn it. Oh, yeah.
Was that your first experience in Boston as just like in the city at all? So we can have you have a better experience in Boston.
Luckily the next day I felt much better. And we actually spent that day, like the day after the race, I felt better. I was able to get out of the hospital, and we did, there was the Children's Museum there. We did that.
Yeah.
And then we did the aquarium. So we made a day of it. I'm like, we're not going home until like we have this whole day that we didn't plan, and we're going to do some of the things here. So I was able to do that.
That's making the best out of a not so good situation.
That's right. That's right.
The aquarium is one of my favorite places. I love it there. It's so
It was really nice. Yeah.
I just took my kids to the aquarium. I guess I didn't just take them. It was like last summer. And I was so worried. My boys, the twins, there were two at the time, were just going to like go right in. Like that's how they are. They're just going to go right in. And I'm like holding them like this. Don't go in. But no, Boston's awesome. I hope you and I'm guessing the whole family's coming. I hope you get to enjoy all that time again. And maybe you can come to Boston again and go to a Red Sox game. And maybe you can see the O's there, because I noticed you got the Baltimore Orioles on. So
go O's, go O's.
Let's talk about your Instagram, though. Your Instagram is so fun. So I said earlier before we hit record that, yes, we're excited. We have you on, and we've been creeping your profile all day. But honestly, we've been creeping your profile for months and months and months. Your Instagram is a ton of fun. You
She's
just have
been
a
making
lot of,
cool videos before Rory has. Before
and you're
I,
doing
like,
it at
to
like 4
Rory.
In the morning. It's like I wake up, I lay in bed, I turn on Instagram, and here's another video by Runner Jess, and it's just so good.
Thank you. I just like to play around with stuff like that. You know, if something comes to me, I'm like, that would make a pretty good video.
Do you do them in advance? Or you do, because a lot of these are super early in the morning. Like the one of you eating the waffle at 4 a.m. and your dog like begging you for a little bite.
Oh, yeah. That was.
Are you doing that right then and posting it before you run? Or are you taking the video and then you just create it later and schedule the post?
Oh, yeah. I just I'll record it there, and then I'll go do my run, and then I'll go back to it and like, you know, shoosh it up a little bit. But most of them are just like on the whim. Like,
best.
Those are the best ones.
But I mean, it was so funny. I remember that day too, because that was before one of my long runs. I was going to go meet up with my girlfriends, because that's what we like to do. We like to get up super early and run really long. But yeah, I was eating my waffle, and Sammy, my dog, was just sitting in front of me, like looking at me. And he's got I think he's in here. No, he's not. It's my son right there.
He might be. The door's open and closed a couple of times.
No, but my dog Sammy was just sitting there, and he's like got the face of like, or he's got like this dog model face where he's just, and he does that little cute head tilt, like you say certain trigger words and he's like,
yep.
But yeah, he was, oh, yeah, that's my Sam Ham. Oh yeah. And then my cat was sitting on, she was sitting up there too. I forgot. Oh yeah. Piper. Yep. There's, that's my girl.
Oh my God. I love her.
Please, mama. Oh, you gave him the last little bite.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're such a good mom.
He is so spoiled.
And then and then you got ones like this, you know, Get Ready With Me, 20 miles.
That was, it was super cold that day. I was
20 degrees outside.
So dreading that one because, like, but it's funny. It's
waffles.
Like, yes, oh, waffles. And there's my Sam Ham. But when it's really cold like that, it's like, oh, I don't want to do it. But then once you're in it and you're doing it, it's like, it's not that bad, you know?
You do warm up after a while, but it's so hard for me to get out when it's cold.
I know.
Motivation is like negative. It's as cold. It's like negative 10 as the weather is outside. Like that's where my weather or my
motivation. And then the other one I wanted
at.
To ask. Sorry. And then the other one I wanted to ask you about was your basement. You run a lot in your basement. You got the treadmill there. It looks like it's just insulation, but does it get hot in here? Is that ceiling high? Like Erica's basement, her little pain cave. She is like 2 inches above the raptor.
Oh, no.
It's a drop ceiling.
Oh, no, it's not. Luckily, it's not like 2 inches. It's pretty wide. It's just not finished. It looks like I'm running in like a space station.
It looks like you could like heat it up like it's a sauna or whatever. Oh. And you could put like an infrared red light on you and get some of that hardcore training.
Oh, it's no, man. It's just an unfinished basement. And it's actually like the coolest part of the house. So I do run a lot on the treadmill because where I live, the road is not very safe. Like we have a lot of accidents along there.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
I'm either running in the basement or if I do end up running in my neighborhood or the road like outside of my neighborhood, I usually wait till it's light outside. So it's not as dangerous, but, most of the time, I like to drive to the trail that's near my house, meet up with my girlfriends, and we'll just go hit the trail. And it's a really nice trail. It's, paved most of the way. And if we do our really long runs, we'll run over the Navy Bridge into downtown Annapolis, which is pretty cool.
Cool. That's my cup of tea. I love the like trail, paved rail trails. I'm still not good at the actual trail routes kind of stuff yet, but rail trails are where it's at.
All right. I want to show you one more reel. And so I see these a lot of the time and I'll forward them to Erica. I'll be like, we need to do this or we should try this or do something like it with the music with the audio.
Is this a lip syncing one? Because she's real good at that too.
You are real good at lip syncing, but that is not the one. And I said, I hope someday we can do this. We need about 4 or 5 people, and I want to do it with you. This one right here.
Oh,
amazing.
Who would you be? If we did this reel, who would you be?
Oh, I would be Charlie Day.
Yes.
That would be me.
I'm probably the D who's just going to do like this to try to like get all my wiggles out. Yeah.
And I love her interpretation. It's supposed to be like the inflatable arm people.
Yes.
But yeah, I would be Charlie Day.
So for people not wondering who are listening on the podcast, not watching on YouTube, it says it's a reel. It says there's 2 type of runners. There's runners who dance out their nerves in the pre-race jitters. And then there's the runners who regret even signing up. And you see the entire cast of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And they're all dancing except for the one guy,
show.
Of course.
Yeah.
I would want to be a dancer, but I'm probably the one who regrets signing up at the same time.
So you're the Dennis. Oh,
I probably am.
Dennis.
I'm learning.
Depends on what time the race is at. Like when I went to my half Ironman the other summer 2 years ago, I so regretted it driving up. I'm like, why do I do this? Why do I do this? why do I do this?
That's me waking up in the morning every day.
Why do I do this?
Why do I go to work?
And then there's parts of the race like, regrets. I'm never doing this again. I'm never doing this again. And I'm like, this ain't so bad. Never doing it again till I'm looking online for the next one.
Yeah. And that's how I felt about the ultra in January. I was like, because that was such a shit show. But I mean, because we had everything and then tripping over roots. And then I just felt so hyper focused on where I was stepping the entire time. And then afterwards, I'm like, eh, not so bad, I guess.
I always get that way, just like, I can do better. There's something that's got to give. It's either the weather or like I'm wearing the wrong shoes or like something can change. And that's usually where I go with it. Like, it's got to be better than this.
Yeah, I'm sure if I ever do another one, it hopefully will be, because maybe I'll like cave and, you know, get a pair of trail shoes and not just wear road ones. That's what I did.
So, Jess, you've been running for a while now. You've been an athlete your whole life. I'm sure you're full with advice, whether it has to do with what was the sport called you did?
Baton twirling.
Whether it has to do with baton twirling or running, I'm sure you could give us some great advice. I am compiling a list of Code Brown commandments.
I'm ready to write them down.
Always be prepared, have a wet wipe, or leave no trace. It could be my favorite. This is the one I've added. Diaper rash cream cures chafing overnight. Do you have a Code Brown commandment that we could add to our list? And tell us why, if you have an experience with it.
Let's see. Well, the wet wipe one has already been taken, I'm sure. Because yeah. I do wear a hydration vest when I do the trails. And at one time when I ran with my girlfriends, we went to a different trail and I was super prepared for everybody. I made little baggies with little wet wipes in them and I was passing them out. I was like, you never know when you're going to shit yourself. So, because when we're on our regular trail, we know where the bathrooms are. We know what time McDonald's opens. That's right off of the trail. Mm-hmm. You know, but we went somewhere new. I'm like, you never know. Let's see. A Code Brown commandment. I was trying to think of a different one. Okay. Don't go where people usually step.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good
okay.
one.
So don't be like a horse that just drops it in the middle of the
walking
trail.
Yeah, like go off the beaten path. I don't know.
I like that.
Love it. That's a good one. I always think of that when I'm riding or running on a rail trail and I just come up across a big pile of poop that's from a horse.
And you're
obviously.
Like, is it human or is it animal?
I can tell when it's a horse. It's pretty big. I'm like, that was a human turd. Something's wrong. Or they're just.
Oh, no.
Maybe acceptable after Thanksgiving, I guess.
There's half a turkey in there.
All right, so I don't claim this story, but a friend of mine who was running our normal trail, she was running it and in the dark had her headlamp on and she came across someone who was kind of off of the path taking a deuce right there. She just ran past it, acted like she didn't see anything, and... That I think that's probably why I thought of that commandment is because, you know, people might step there. Ew. Mm-hmm. Like, go
yeah,
off.
Yeah, that's super close to the actual
But like I said,
trail,
I don't like... claim, I didn't see that. I just heard it from my friend. So I'm sure it happens when you have to absolutely go. Mm-hmm. But yeah, don't go where people step.
That's smart.
Love it.
I do like that. That kind of reminds me of one of the Neil stories that he was telling us. Like, he was on that race and he looks and he sees somebody. Doesn't he yell and like made the person like clench, like, ooh, pinch it off.
Cut it off like, early. Ooh.
Exactly. Or was it him who got scared?
I think it was him pooping and someone else ran by. It was a girl too.
But yeah.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
Something in the ultra world that I have yet to experience, but people just don't give a shit and we'll take one wherever they want.
Yeah. I mean, it's best to do that than do it on yourself. So
agreed.
But definitely. If they follow the Code Brown commandments, now they know to go off the beaten path.
Go off the beaten path.
I like that. I like all it right. a lot. All right. We got one more for you, Jess.
Okay.
We have ourselves a Spotify playlist, and it's got so many bangers on it. And we like to invite our guests to add a song to it. So okay. Would you like to add something?
Yes, I would. I have so many. Like, I go from girly pop 1 minute to hardcore rap the next. It's
the Bluey theme song.
Yeah, sure. Bluey theme song to like Eminem or Dr. Dre or DMX. Let's see. I was thinking about this earlier. Oh, okay. No Doubt, Spiderwebs.
Yeah, sorry, so I'm good. Not home right now. Working in the spiderwebs, so leave a message and I'll call you back.
I was like, what's a song that's appropriate? But it's I love it so much. They're like one of my all time favorite bands. Like
for good
ever.
Reason, they are Stefani amazing.
And, how about that couple, that pairing, Gwen Stefani and oh my God, what's the country singer's name?
Blake Shelton.
Yes.
What a couple I'd never would ever imagine. But hey, if it works, don't break it. So
right. Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
But yeah.
I brought up Bluey because I think you and I have talked about Bluey once or twice. Or maybe it was you made a post with the Bluey audio and I was like, I know the exact episode this comes from.
Yeah, I love Bluey, man. And like, since I'm a preschool teacher, you know, I'm surrounded by Bluey and Cocomelon and I'm familiar with that world, you know, but I could sit down and watch Bluey like by myself. And
I've
just
heard great things about it. I really have. My sister has said she's watched it and she does not have kids yet. So
yeah,
like,
there are other
get into it.
Just
doesn't matter.
But yeah, I'll take Bluey any day over the stuff like over Peppa Pig and all the other things.
Absolutely.
All the other things my students like. I'm like, ugh, like Cocomelon or
No, Bluey's the best. So
yes.
That makes sense because you're a preschool teacher, right? So that makes sense how the Bluey is because your kids are a little older. Okay.
Yeah.
My daughter, who's 8, she'll even watch Bluey with the boys. So it's pretty cool. There are some of those episodes are just freaking awesome.
They hit right to the heart. You're like, oh, but there is one where the kids go like swimming and their grandfather's there and Chili sits next to her dad. And she's like, I remember when you used to take me here. And that seemed like a really long time ago. And then he puts his hand around her. And then he like has a flashback of when Chili was little and the dad, oh gosh, it hit my heart.
Stop.
I was like, oh my God.
That show's guaranteed to make me bawl my eyes out. So I'll watch it with a grain of salt.
Yes.
There's so many that are like relatable to like you're relating as a parent. And at some point you're like, oh, that dad does way too much. And then at some point you're like, oh, he's a really good dad.
I know. But
right?
It's like
he does a lot. Like he just always kind of gives in, but
he does. And then it's like, oh, I guess like, it was worth it.
But it like leaves an unrealistic expectation sometimes. And you're like, oh, if your kid's going to be like, oh, Bluey's dad does it all the time.
And Bluey's dad's not real. No.
So I was watching Jimmy Fallon. He had on the voices of Bluey's dad. And so his name is Bandit and then Chili, the wife.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon's show. And they're doing an American tour. They've never met before the other
Isn't
day.
Isn't that this. Insane?
Right.
That was crazy. I remember seeing that. And I'm like, they've never met? And now they're just meeting for the first time? That's so cool, though.
On the other side of the world. And then they're like, oh, do you know you're in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? And they're like, oh, cool.
Like,
that's a big freaking deal. And they're like, oh, really?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
had no clue.
Oh,
that's
really
so
wholesome.
Cool. Yeah, it is really wholesome, but
one
no, that show's
favorite,
great.
One of my favorite episodes is called Teasing.
teasing. I think I remember that one.
And it's all the times the dad's like, I don't tease you guys. And like, yes, you
that's
do.
That's right.
You changed our names. And they go back to the scene of him changing the names. And he goes, huh? That was funny.
Yes.
Like, well, what about this time? And he goes, but remember how all those turned out? And they're like, yeah, it was pretty good. You're awesome.
So wholesome.
And then when the kids dress up as grannies. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's so many. Mount Mom and Dad. Oh, it's best. It's awesome.
Dance like party. I like that one. Mm-hmm.
I love Talk that it's Bluey. Just an 8-minute episode, too.
Yeah, it goes by so quick.
Wait,
you can
they're
binge.
Only 8 minutes?
Yeah.
Every episode's like 7 minutes.
You can binge it.
You know what else? I want. I really want my next house to have a veranda. Like a veranda door. A veranda. Like, I want
like
one
their
house.
I want their house. Yeah. Their house looks awesome.
Yes.
God damn it. Do I have to start watching Bluey now? I think I
it's
do.
Easy to
just watch one
Brent.
Episode and then get back to us.
All right. I'll chime in.
And then one of the wholesome ones I love is camping. When they go camping and Bluey meets the French Canadian camper.
Yeah.
And they can't communicate, but they play. And then all of a sudden the French Canadian's gone. Like they left and Bluey's all sad. Well, then it goes at the very end, fast forward years later, Bluey's older. Bluey's a girl, by the way. It took me a while to figure that out.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Eric was like, oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
It's like now they're teenagers at camping, and it's like, oh, hey, a Bluey, and whatever the other one's name was.
Right? Yeah, so I do remember that one.
Again, like 10 years later. Yeah. It is a great little show. Like, I could...
Yeah,
I'll be honest. The kids have walked out of the room and I continued watching the episode.
Nothing wrong with that. It's a comfort show, just like The Office is a comfort show.
Love
Absolutely.
It. This one's fun. We were everywhere. Like, this was not.
Yeah.
Like, this was not my best performance. I had the show notes wicked late. I'm distracted looking at
distracted.
March Madness, but this is why podcasting.
I had a lot
fun.
Of fun. I hope you did too, Jess.
Yeah,
I did. We really zigzagged everywhere, but yeah, this was a lot of fun.
I promise it will sound better when it comes out.
That's okay.
What day are you coming again to Boston?
April 13th. So I'll be there to the 16th. Yep.
Well, we will be at mile 19 on the course. You know, we will look for you. You don't have to pay too much attention to our story to find us, but we'll be tracking you. We'll know where you are. If you
I will
want
have a
something.
Megaphone.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
I'll see the purple from like a half mile away and be like, ah, there she is.
Yeah, I might be in the zone and I'm going to do my best to like look around and like pull off when I can. Absolutely. You know, I would love to see you guys there.
Well, we'll be at mile 19, but like
left,
19 left, and a third.
Your left.
Hopefully you're
okay.
Left. There is a aid station and we'd be about a quarter mile after that aid station. So that aid station is the mile 19 aid station. And after you go through that aid station, get your water, whatever you need, just stick to the left side of the road.
Awesome. Sounds
I think
cool.
We're
going
to be near, is it the Johnny Kelly statue?
That is,
I think
yeah, it's
we're
Johnny
trying
Kelly
to
statue.
Be near that. So if you have any clue where that is, go that way.
Not a clue, but I'm sure I will see you guys.
Well, this was wicked fun. Oh, get used to that word around here. Wicked awesome.
Wicked awesome.
It's going to be a wicked
Park
good time.
Park the car in the yard.
Yes. I cannot wait. To see everyone at the Boston Marathon,
I could do my
weather.
Hun accent, you know, I could do my Baltimore accent. You know, go down to the bay.
I like your accent.
Go crabbing.
What did you try to do the other day, Eric? It was like a half Pennsylvania Boston accent.
I feel like I was trying to do
you
Ontario,
to do
Canada.
No, you were talking to Mike.
Oh, well,
that
no, I was trying
I was
to
like,
do.
What is happening?
I was trying to do the New England accent. I don't really have it.
It
I don't
was
even
very
think it's
bad.
A thing. It's only like a deep Boston thing. It's not like a New Hampshire thing, but maybe it is a New Hampshire
so
thing.
Weird.
But I don't
just
do
like...
it.
Hampshire.
New Hampshire. That's where we are. We're just up here, up the road. So wait, actually, I want to talk about one more thing.
Okay.
This will be the only time we talk about it. But the Key Bay Bridge. Is that? Did I get the name right?
No, just the Key Bridge.
The Key Bridge.
Not the same as the Chesapeake Bridge.
The Key Bridge just the other day collapsed when that ship hit it. And you like went off on Instagram like, oh my God, I used to drive this every day and this bridge was sketchy and scary. And just tell us your story with that bridge.
Oh, I mean, it's a suspension bridge. So you're going to feel it like swaying and it's so like it feels like it's so high up. So like the Chesapeake. Feet. Yeah, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, it's just really long. And that bridge, I'm not like a lot of people are afraid of going over that bridge that takes you over to the Eastern Shore, like from where I'm at. And a lot of people are scared of that just because of the distance. But the Key Bridge just, I don't know, is so high up. And I just felt like it was so unsteady. But yeah, I would drive over my mom or my parents would carpool me to high school across the Key Bridge. And I would commute to college that way because it was faster to go that route than go all the way where, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. all the way around. But, but yeah, man, that was so crazy just seeing that. And it's just like, you know, I haven't been that, we haven't taken that route in a while, but still it's like, you know, it was a big part of my, you know, childhood and, you know, even young adulthood, like, and now it's like, oh God, it's going to take years to like,
yeah,
years, yeah.
everything.
And it's like
from clearing the pathway to getting the bridge out of the water to building a new
bridge.
And
that's where, you know, our resources come from, you know, going into the Inner Harbor in Baltimore, that's where all the cargo stuff's going. So, but yeah, so wild to see that just go, just collapse like that. Ooh.
It was crazy. You're the one who showed it to me. I'm like waking up, checking stories. There's yours.
Nuts.
And then what's going on?
Yeah. Mouth drop. What?
I thought, I honestly thought, because you played like a news clip. I was like, oh, this must, like, where did this happen? This definitely didn't happen here. Oh my God. It was here.
Oh, it was here. Yeah.
Well, this was a lot of fun. Jess, you are wicked cool. A lot of fun. Thanks for coming on. We'll have to catch up after Boston. Maybe we catch up after your ultra, the one where you do a 5K every hour this fall.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Pemberton. That's going to be a fun one for sure.
It's type two fun.
Yeah. Thanks for doing the zigzag with us. We'll call this was our zigzag episode.
Yeah, it really was a zigzag. And that's kind of like me. I'm just kind of all over the place.
Us too. But we're wishing you so much luck at Boston. We hope you have a blast. Enjoy the time with your family. Go
enjoy
see
that
all
victory
the
lap.
Sites.
Yeah,
stay
absolutely.
Hydrated. And if you need anything at Mile 19, you let me know. Like if you want a soda or like some candy or a waffle, like
I got the waffles.
We could do waffles. I mean, I don't know how we're going to cook it, but yeah.
It'll just be a cold.
Get a toaster. Put it in a toaster. No, I'm trying to do my best, Boston. I failed.
That
I'm
was
sorry.
Not bad. I'll bring the camper. And
get your camper. We'll set it up. We'll set the toaster up in the camper. You'll get your waffle.
Love it. Jess, you are the best. We didn't even talk about your hair. Like, wow.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll do it in
the fall.
Purple.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
We love it.
Thank you so much, guys.
Everyone, I really hope you enjoyed this. I really hope you enjoyed our Boston Week series. These four amazing women are awesome. Go out there and cheer for them at the Boston Marathon. Look for them. Jess will be really easy to find. I promise you. She'll definitely have some fun. I'm sure you'll already have an amazing outfit picked out. So it's going to be a blast. Go follow them. And guys, thank you so much for this amazing month so far and for everything. Jess Lindemann on the Runs podcast. How about that?
Thanks, guys.
Jess, we love you so much. Thank you for coming on the pod and sharing your bright bubbliness and all of the humor that you have through your Instagram page. We just think you're super awesome. And we are wishing you the best of luck at Boston in just a few short days. You
that
earned
victory
it.
Lap.
Go get it.
Yeah, she's doing that victory lap. Oh, I'm so excited she's taking the victory lap approach. I love when they do the victory
laps.
Yes. Yes. Oh,
so good. So good.
I'm really happy we got her on. I learned a ton about her that I didn't know. The twirling, the sport she did, baton trolling.
How cool is that?
Right. I can't pronounce either of those words right, but yeah.
Wait, twirling?
Oh. Twirling, baton trolling. I keep saying trolling.
Trolling.
I'm just rolling with baton the mispronunciations
twirling.
Now. You guys have told me just... Don't worry about mispronouncing everything. So now
you're
I'm gonna just
make Lindsay laugh. Just
like,
so just keep it up. Go.
I get
trolling.
Messages all the time, like laughing at something. How I said, what was I calling the booby bra?
The cocoa booby bra.
The cocoa nut booby bra.
So we're getting these messages, and I'm just reliving it too. I'm like, that was the funniest thing. So, dude, never change. We're only doing. I hope you know that we're not. Making fun of you. We're just enjoying the way you're saying things. So
it's
mean it in all good fun. And
yeah,
so
it's fun. Cocoa you don't need booba. To have the perfect voice or speech to have a podcast.
Well, good,
anyone can do this.
That ain't me. Oh, man. But yes, keep doing you, buddy.
Jess, you were awesome. We had an amazing four guests for Boston Weeks. We've doubled up.
Boston
this
Weeks.
Was a lot of work doing two episodes the last 2 weeks. I would love to do it more often. If we could make a living doing it, I would totally put out two a week. But it's a lot of work and takes a lot of time and a lot of nights, long nights. So
yeah.
Catherine Switcher, thank you so much. Allie G, thank you so much. One of our new best friends, love the group chat. Yuki, who we happened to drop Yuki's episode on National Unicorn Day.
I think that was kismet. Honestly, it was probably the most perfect timing we could have had for an episode drop for the Yuki Corn.
And then Jess, was perfect. Jess and everyone was so perfect. Thank you for topping it off, Jess. I feel like the order we went in was the right order, too. And that was not...
Even though our numbers were a little off, but still.
They were? Oh, yeah. 100, 101, 103, 102.
Yeah.
But we're keeping it that way because we're not perfect.
But we hope you guys have an excellent race come Monday. I don't even know if we need to knock on wood anymore, but here it is. Weather looks gorgeous. I mean, it's perfect spectator weather.
Yeah.
It might be a little warm for you guys, but we're going to love it. And we're going to be there the whole time cheering you on. So really try to make sure you see us. We're going to be tracking you. We're going to be yelling and cheering and having a great time. So just enjoy yourself, soak up everything Boston has to offer, and have a wonderful time.
If you guys have the WMUR app, or just go to WMUR.com, that's the local news station here in New Hampshire, WMUR Channel 9. Go there, click on local, and you'll find things of Tara Watt, which I haven't seen yet, need to watch. Jay Duncan, also I haven't seen yet. Steve, Mr. 305, I have seen that one. There's others, like I saw Allie on the Run, and I think they have other Boston runners on there. Little 3 to 5 minute segments highlighting these people, highlighting our pod fam. I'm so excited. I asked Jay how it happened and everything. She filled me in. WMUR reached out to Runners Running. So I'm super happy all you reached back out and found it, because I didn't see it, because maybe one day, maybe next year, I'll be like, hey, you should talk to this girl, Erica, who's going to run in the Boston Marathon and get redemption on that terrible weather in 2018.
One can hope. But hey, Amanda has been posting something I saw on her Facebook page that she was like, oh, Boston 2018 was the worst race I've ever run with crazy cold temperatures and wind chills and blah, blah, blah. And just being able to say I ran Boston that year makes me feel like such a badass. There were a lot of people who DNF'd that year, but I wasn't going to let it be me by any grace of God. I would have done anything.
You know who else called you a badass? And maybe she didn't use the word badass, but was super impressed was, Catherine. Yeah. Catherine
makes you feel extra badass.
Catherine goes, when she ran the 1967 Boston Marathon, she goes, there was only one year that was worst weather, and that was 2018. And you're like, me.
I did, yeah. I mean, it just goes to show what runners will do to finish a race. I mean, if your health is in danger, I would say definitely don't try to finish a race. But it was just cold and windy, and I was miserable, but... It was Boston. That was my chance. So I was going to take it no matter what I could do. So
Well,
good stuff.
You'll get it next year. I'll help you get it next year. I'll miss you at mile 19. If you get in next year, I'm going to volunteer. Jared called me out in the nicest way, but he goes, dude, we need to get you in the Boston Marathon. You need to suck it up. I don't think he used the word suck it up, but he goes, you just need to commit to it and we'll help you fundraise the money. And I'm just like, I don't know, man. I feel like I need to. I said, I'll volunteer next year. Let's get Erica in and I'll volunteer. And if you run the race next year, I'll volunteer. If you don't get in, we'll do the mile 19 party.
You know what? Whatever happens, happens. And I will be super excited for both of us either way. But I do think that you've paid your dues. You can run it whenever you get the opportunity.
I got some dues to go. I got to run some other marathons locally and stuff.
Oh, well, that's easy. We'll hook you up. I'll run one with you.
All right. Oh, that would be fun. Just like to actually run it with me.
Yeah.
I mean, can you deal with me talking for 26.2 miles?
Dude, you dealt with me just rambling in the middle of the night during ultras. So if you can handle me doing that, I can handle you for 26.2 miles.
Yeah. All right. Couple podcast programming updates. I have not yet posted the YouTube videos that I said I would have by today. I will get those out probably some point Thursday, Friday. I will get Catherine out. I will get Allie G out. And I will get Yuki out. I also might get the Dave McGilvery one out from last year. However, the Dave McGilvery one from last year is 100% unedited.
Oh, one I feel like I was frozen for during a big chunk of that.
I had a hard time trying to edit it. So I just downloaded it and uploaded it to YouTube. I haven't released it yet. I want to like watch it one time and make sure it's not bad. But I think there's a few of those points where we're like, okay, what do we want to talk about next? This is the stuff we edit out, Dave. Don't worry about it. You know, I think that's in it. We'll just have to be fine with that. The other programming update is next Tuesday will be an OTR classic. I was debating back and forth, how are we going to do this on Monday? Like, I still plan on bringing microphones to the mile 19 and trying to get content, but I'm not going to put the pressure on myself to get it all out Monday night, considering that my brother is in town.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So Tuesday will be an OTR classic. Do not expect an episode to come out on Thursday, but maybe one will, maybe one won't. I don't know. That's not me doing a teaser. I just don't know. I'm hoping to get some people to come back on to tell us about the Boston Marathon and record with them. Probably put that out the following Tuesday. But I also have to find out when I can do this because...
Don't stress yourself out, man. Honestly.
Every night next week, I am not available to record until 8:45 p.m. So I'm like, it's hard to ask someone to record at that time. So maybe I think Allie will do it. I think Allie would be game to do it. Maybe we do like a 9 p.m. OTR Live, but that's really our interview. Maybe we bring back OTR Live. We haven't done it since my hockey season started and it's over now. So,
well, you're the ringleader. You tell me.
Those are some programming updates.
I'm in.
Yeah. So we're unsure what's going to happen next week, but we do know YouTube videos will be dropping throughout the weekend and OTR Classic. It is a Boston Marathon OTR Classic and it is close to 2 years old. So it's a good one that would be fun to hear again. So a lot of great Boston Marathon stories in that classic. We're going back to like, might be the teens or the 20s of the podcast for episode numbers. So 80 something episodes ago.
Damn. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But this
I'll just drop it now because if anyone's still listening, you deserve to hear it. It's going to be Mike Beeman. And Mike Beeman was filled with, Erica, admit it, when we talk to Mike Beeman and you were kind of like, man, I don't know how this is going to go. And I think we're blown out of the water by how
he
well
turned out to have some amazing stories. I'm so glad that we got the chance to sit. We had a very long conversation. So that's why we had to split it. So we have like a Boston episode and then a regular.
So it's just going to be the Boston stuff. It's going to be basically part one, which is all Boston. Like you have stories of like Rosie Louise. Was that her name? Like the girl who cheated.
Oh, that's right.
He was behind her. I might have the last name wrong, but I think it was Rosie. That was her first name.
Is it R? Yeah.
He had a great story about the year of the bombing, which actually goes back like 8 months before when he got injured and was told, will never run again. So it's a great classic. It will drop on Tuesday, guys, just like a normal
week. Definitely go back and listen.
Right.
It's worth it.
And we'll be back maybe Thursday. And if not, the following Tuesday for sure. And I don't even know if we'll have a guest. We'll just, I don't know. I'm bringing the microphones. We're going to see what kind of content we can get at the Boston Marathon. And we will drop that the next time we are back. So that is it for us. First time in a while, I don't really know what we're doing in the next episode.
You know what? We're just going to wing it because, you know, that's at least my MO.
Yep. Well, we got a lot to get ready for. Everyone who's running the Boston Marathon, good luck. If you're racing, go out there and crush it. If you're going out there for the victory lap, enjoy that victory lap and say hi to us at Mile 19. We'll have stuff for you.
Something, some goodies. We'll figure out what we're going to get. But yes, please enjoy yourselves. You guys are going to do great.
Love you all. Good luck. Like, you're awesome. This is the greatest Monday in all of Mondays. It is
the only time I'm excited for Monday. It's Marathon Monday.
You're not excited for Monday night podcast interviews? I'm just kidding.
I'm talking more work week Monday. Yeah.
It's going to be great, guys. Keep an eye on our stories on Instagram. I will be posting like on Monday everything that I can. Follow us on all our platforms. You can find the link in bio on our Instagram bio that will bring you everywhere. YouTube, subscribe to that YouTube channel. We almost have 50 YouTube subscribers.
That's amazing.
Kind of cool. And we already have 1,018 followers on Instagram. Keep it up. Share the podcast. Give us a review, a 5-star rating. Send it. If you love it, send it to your friends. You guys have been amazing the last couple of weeks. Send it to any runner who you think will love this and love our talk and our interviews and our people we have on and the stories. Do it all for us, guys. We love you. Thank you so much, Erica.
Everybody have a wonderful Boston Marathon. Enjoy yourselves. You know we love you. Don't forget to stretch.
3, 2, 1, yeah!
Any updates?
No, but I'm like,
put the KJ phone away,
just,
dude.
KJ just looked at it. I'm like, KJ, are you gonna vote?
He's gonna start going after people. Like, you viewed this, but you didn't vote. How dare you?
Oh my god, nobody.
I can tell you who too. I know who. No, I know who doesn't.
Nobody's
vote.
Gonna interact with our like the profile ever again. They're like, I've been harassed on here. He's mean to me.
Don't view On the Run's pod's stories, especially if there's voting involved.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get
Eric
called
will
out
go after
Eric.
You. Mm.